Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. See, I am good at remembering. I brought this up. I said, I'm going to play that as a rejoin.
Callback.
I like this song. Part of it makes me sad. Why? Because I put my hands on my hips.
Yep.
And then when I dip, you dip. I put my hands on my hips, as I tell
sexy.
You. Because it's damn half August, and I ain't been to the lake all year.
Yeah, summer's almost come and gone, man. Nobody got you on the boat.
I haven't even put on a bathing suit this year.
Well, I have done that.
There's no time like the present, right?
Guess okay. What? We just happen to have one in here right now, and guess what? It's leopard print. Like
I think we had pieces.
Oh, come
of
on! Here it comes. This is the part I was saying the wrong lyrics. Shove it in my back door and act like you don't want to. It sounds like what she's saying.
Sure,
hey,
sure
when
it
I first heard it, I was like, it's pretty aggressive for country. Because even the motorboating thing, like, you know what they're referring to. And this isn't an old show, if you're just tuning in now. It's really like...
They're on the lake.
I think about music a lot. It is the universal language. And I look for the meanings, and I'm like, well, they call it motorboating because of what that is now. You know, they're lucky they didn't say anything about docking in there, because they made that something freaky too.
Sure.
Very interesting about writing music and how that works,
the double meanings.
Well, a sweet child of mine Slash said that was the warm-up riff he would use on his guitar.
Hold on, it's coming up again. Shove it in my back door and act like you don't want to. I know what the internet says, but I know what I hear.
You're just
motorboat. She's allowed you to do that, and then afterwards you're allowed to motorboat. But anyway, I digress.
Wow.
Actually, a lot that was Drake, actually. What am I saying?
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Summertime fun.
I know.
On the lake.
I think they'll maybe say it again in a minute, but
I like motorboating. If I had a boat.
Could you do it to yourself?
God, look at her. You're killing her. She's dying. Here it comes again.
Oh, I love that. We actually had a band play on ours.
Shove it up my back door and act like you don't want to. And what I think with that is, she's talking to the newspaper guy.
Sure.
The front door. Maybe they've been evicted. There's an eviction notice. And
you got 10 days till the date.
She calls the newspaper guy and she's like, hey, listen, I'm still here. Yeah. I snuck in a window.
Yeah.
Don't leave it on the front door because I can't go out.
Yeah, sure.
But I got the little doggy door back there. You can shove it in there.
Yeah.
And don't act like you don't want to do it, because you like looking in on my porch and seeing what I have back here. Maybe I'll be in the hot tub back here. You don't know.
Doesn't Paige have a dog door?
I do have a dog door.
You don't have raccoons or anything coming in? Possums?
I have a huge dog that will hurt them. But I have had...
It don't matter. They still... You have raccoon blood.
I've had stray cats walk in and they're like, whoa, this is a bad idea.
Oh, not the band. Are you talking about feral cats?
Yeah.
Cats with tall brown hats. Derbies.
Well, that cat came in swinging after my little Lulu kitty.
Swinger cats. Must have been in Simpsonville.
And I'm thinking about getting another cat. A boy cat. Name him Elvis.
Why is he going to have a...
She's probably... You know what? You know the picture she shows in here on her phone. She's already probably pre-bought a Elvis costume for the animal she doesn't even have yet.
Oh, my God.
Look!
Are you serious?
Jesus! You have made me some kind
one.
Of... mediator to this earth.
I am crazy. I'm sorry.
I literally.
Elvis is a.
I could monetize this somehow.
Cat.
I'll do readings this afternoon.
You know
anyone's
what?
Anyone's interested.
You could use a cat because they're very independent. Just got to give them food and water and a place to crap.
Well, if she's talking about her Lulu kitty, I thought she was talking about that thing she got him in Adam and Eve.
But this is going to be the best costume.
Okay, what is it?
You know what? I'm going to be very real with you because you're going to get called out. I'm going to actually do you a favor. 864-241-4318.
Look how pretty that is.
You are the devil today. You are really.
Watching you two go at it is like an ADD like fest.
She is. You see it. She comes in. Literally, while we're on this flow of conversation.
Well, she throws the candle up.
I still haven't looked at it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
I don't want to look at it.
I want to see it at some point, but.
She's like a kid over there with.
Sorry.
Like,
I don't want to
Junior,
say that. Hang on now.
You can't have dessert until we eat dinner. I got M&M's.
Yeah, I know you're hiding them in the couch.
Just sitting there rubbing. I hear the paper, Junior. Leave it alone.
I'm crying. I'm sorry.
Did Mary, when you ever open the fridge, where she's like, guess what's in the crisp?
No.
And you're like, I ain't looking in there. She's like, it's candy in there.
Oh, gosh. Dude, they used to hide it in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would.
Whatever that dessert was.
Not heavenly hash. Oh, God. Holy smoke.
Was it pudding or was it?
It was, you took pecan sandies and broke them down and you put Eagle brand milk and then you put like chocolate pudding and then you put some whipped cream and then another layer of pudding and then like pudding. Nuts.
That's various some extra really nuts good. In
there. Vanilla shavings and such.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
I'm all about that. Keep talking.
They would put it in the crisper because Matthew didn't eat vegetables at the time. He'd never look in there. And then that one night when I got up to kids are back in school. Number one.
Tinkle.
See, I told my grandson the other day.
Tinkle
with
a wrinkle.
I was like, Grandpa's going to go pee-pee. And he's like, why do you call it pee-pee? And I said, what do you mean? He's like, and he kind of talks like a caveman still. He's like, you go pee. Like, you want to know why I was calling it pee-pee. And I'm like, you know what? You are a 3-year old
so
asking
analytical.
Me that. I feel like the bigger dip-ass talking about it on the radio like that.
Miko pee-pee.
Why don't you call it something that rhymes with kiss?
His great grandma would.
Happy Matt?
She hated that word. But he's like, why you go pee-pee? Or why you go pee? Like, he's talking to me like he's a caveman or an immigrant. And it was, very broken or
did
whatever. Customer service
in
another country.
To him that the English language doesn't make sense at times.
So. No, I told him that.
pee-pee.
I mean, like, look, this is what you get with me, kid. It's not a whole lot of.
Are you out farting each other yet? Like a fart duel?
Oh, gosh.
When he does it, it literally, like. I think little kids, you send me on these tangents, boy, but they're good. Kid, he seems scared to death or almost like surprised. Like, as an adult, you feel him. It's like your grandma would say, there's a storm coming. How, grandma? See, I feel it in my bones. In 5 minutes, I'm going to probably drop a big one. I'll step outside for that.
Outside?
We'll sit Dallas there. Love it. We'll be playing freaking Venom, or Benham, as he calls it, because he can't say his V's.
Benham.
He's Benham, awesome. And he's a Billin.
He's a villain.
It's great.
Bless him.
Yeah, if he still has that in like 10 years, so I
He'll
won't make
it.
Fun of it on the radio anymore.
Does he ever rip a fart and like cuss
So
afterwards?
We're sitting there playing with the action figures or whatever, and he farts, and it was on hardwood floor, and it was like, yeah. It sounded like a boop, like this, boop, like that. And he looked around like.
It startled
He wasn't embarrassed. He was startled. He was scared. Like, he didn't know I was about to pop out.
And he
like,
didn't sell it with like a whoop.
No, he
like didn't a damn, y'all.
Crotch chop.
I should have struck a match. None of that stuff.
Oh,
I did say, "What'd you have for breakfast, boy?"
You need to educate
but
him.
But now, like you know, as adults, we can sit there and just kind of almost like you're getting ready to hit off at the tee box. You just sit back there and lean back in your chair.
you can blast him on the head as soon as you walk by.
He's just sitting there, almost like he's a the La Brea tar pit, the bubble just comes up, and then when it pops, you just don't know. Boop. Oh, my God, what was that? And then as you get older, like my grandma, she'd sit there cooking egg sandwiches all day, farting, and not even realizing.
Ew.
Weird.
Egg sandwiches.
Just firing them off. And it's probably loud, too, like big ones.
They were. And my grandpa was so deaf that he didn't even hear them. Or they no-sold it. We still don't know.
I bet his nose wasn't deaf.
I did not ask. Well, he had so much hair coming out of him. He probably it might be why he left it in.
He's probably sitting in his recliner like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
You end up fighting again.
My grandpa definitely didn't talk like that at all. I assure you. He's probably going to haunt your afternoon for that impression.
He sounds like a cartoon character.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. God,
you wanted me to judge him.
I hate clocks. I hate clocks so much. And not just the ones on this show, but in general, like time. Because I wanted to, do I have time to, can I at least read the text that I sent you, Fat Boy?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. And I'll,
I will remove the curse words to protect the innocent, the guilty, and the diabetic. I text Fat Boy at 5:10. Please write this down. I'm driving and it's raining really bad, but this is gold. How about dude with... See, I make fun of people on Facebook fussing and stuff.
It's okay.
But okay. How about dude was just driving down 291 with no lights on? It's raining. It's 5:10. Oh, my God. It says cough. Uh-oh. And I coughed. It says coughed. And it's 5:10 a.m. cough. So we get to the red light, and I tooted my horn and...
Tried to snort it?
And I gave him a roll down your window because I thought he might be drunk or effed up. And I wanted to let him know. I said, hey, man, turn your lights on. Well, he's like kind of a prick attitude. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm very aware. Thank you. And rolled it his window back up. So the big, this is still the text. So the big question is, what would you do if you woke up to go to work or whatever time, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, but whatever time it's dark, it's pouring rain, and it's dark. I can't go as... It's dark as the night is long, is what I'll say there. And then he's like, hey, yeah, I know my lights don't work. What, am I supposed to not go to work? And then I put end. Period. So... like, but Fat Boy's response.
Oh, you gonna read it now?
It does suck when everybody points it out to you like 30 times and gonna tell you, like, you don't have air in your tire. You wanna kill all of them, LOL.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like The Big Show and a couple others.
So ponder that thought. A, would you go to work? Would you Uber or would you call in? And B,
I'll come get you.
Like, why be a dick to me? Even if you've been told it humpteen times, that means your fellow man gives a damn.
What would I do?
I have somewhat of an answer to that question.
Okay, don't answer that question yet. I'm going to step out as predicted. I have to fart a lot, and we will be back with your calls, perhaps. 1-800-774-0093. It's the right... Oh, there it goes. Good morning, everybody. Damn.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys...
As the U.S. Men's National Team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, so... I'm amazed by the difference of opinion, although I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's what makes life fun. If, you know, it's different. I mean, sometimes difference of opinion sucks, you know, especially if it's like something that's like, okay, you know.
Yeah, like when you get older, you don't want that constant arguing back and forth.
Like.
Kind of want some like-minded
pick your
people.
Your battles wisely.
Like, dude, yesterday, here in the upstate, busted for making and producing and selling child porn.
Jesus.
My God bless. That's where a difference of opinion is. That's just different.
Sick.
I mean, it's just different. So.
Never goes away. Sucks.
This morning, let's do this, because I was wrong to have did your part a moment ago, Fat Boy.
I wish I remember what it was.
Well, it's called the text. It's on there. Unless you automatically... Did we just find out that you delete texts from me?
Not from you.
In the 30-day folder.
He does for me.
We are in a group together where I got to delete some of those sometimes because it gets so big.
Yes.
So many pictures.
That's because I don't know what the limit is on people's phones.
Big.
But sometimes if you send a video so big, it will turn it into like you got to put it on your drive and share it or ever how your phone is set up. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Clements knows that apparently it's the max number because he will send a video that you think somebody sent you like a personal video or whatever. It's usually just like a story, like a 30-second thing or whatever. He'll send you like a 5-minute conversation of him on a jet plane coming back from Sonoma.
That's awesome.
It takes up a lot of space.
It takes up a good bit of space. Okay. So I routinely have to go through and do that too.
Gotcha.
I kept the picture of Evil Big Brown, but you know, other than that, I got to delete some other stuff.
Oh gosh.
You can't talk about stuff like that. Have you shared it with him?
I got to send it to him. There was a guy on the news that looked like Evil Big Brown.
Oh, boy.
They got arrested.
Which
Big Brown.
Which says a lot for regular Big Brown,
and
which
Big,
means he doesn't
Big
look evil at all.
He's not evil. He's the sweetest man.
He is.
He really is
a good person.
It's crazy.
He's a hell of a good cook.
I'm like 12 years older than him, but he looks like 12 years older than me. It's really weird.
Wow, you age well.
Paige, your phone's good at going off during the show.
And giving
us
all strokes.
Can you play the audio of rain coming, rain sound effects? That's too much to ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to ask Fat Boy, but I was like, you know what? We'll just do this off the cuff. I was going to do like a whole, you know.
The rain?
Dramatic. You have to move. And you see the disdain in his face?
Yeah,
it's like your grandma just sat down after she cooked, because he does all the audio and everything. She sits down and cooks. Hey, Nanny. That's what I call my grandma. I miss her. Hey, Nanny, I miss you. Hey, Nanny, you got any more deviled eggs? Yeah, I do. Hold on. And just got to turn over here and get them. Here's your deviled eggs. You don't need any more. But Nanny, you'll get offended if I don't have seconds. You'll think the food wasn't good. That's what I told myself.
Deviled eggs are the best if she knows how to make them. I'm telling you.
It's too much to ask, Fat Boy. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Did you find them?
Quit looking at John Cena as your spirit animal right now. Just give up. Don't do it.
Do you want that?
That's fine. Okay. This is actually very good.
Oh, my God.
This reminds me of Dusty Rhodes coming to the ring in this Stockade 84.
There was...
Hit my music, baby.
There was a month that I listened to this every morning on my way to work.
You can't hear it on the podcast, but it's dudes hooking up.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Oh, that's... Dude, that's how great. How funny is that? Like Mystery Science Theater, the podcast. Like, what music do you think is playing in the background?
Is it beatboxing or?
I love this song, and it's like
Box Beat.
Blank the Police by NWA. Oh, you love it, do you, Paige?
It's Prince.
Dusty Rhodes really came. You wouldn't know it seeing the WWE stuff, but they have to cut it out. But he literally came out to Purple Rain in like with purple lighting. Dusty Rhodes. It had to be
Purple Rain, baby.
It's beautiful.
It just got me through some hard times.
Okay.
Hard times.
This is a voice test.
That hard time right there.
You talk about hard times. You're talking about Frank Thomas and the friends that he hangs out with the Peels.
And it's like about 6 inches of hard times, baby.
So back to what you were going to pose about that guy.
Wow.
Damn.
Look at her being. No,
she's
thank
tired
you.
Tired of the sidebars.
Well,
no,
she's had enough.
No, I did think about the question that you said, what would I have done?
Well, for those that just got in the car or the truck or SUV van, I talked to Fat Boy. Please write this down. I'm driving and it's raining.
No,
but this is gold.
No, it's a text. Please write it down.
Yeah. How about dude was just driving down 291 with no lights on? It's raining really hard, and it's 5:10 a.m. cough, which is so strange to me that it audibly wrote down cough. So we get to the red light, and I tooted my horn and gave him a roll-down motion to roll down his window because I thought he might be drunk or effed up.
Which I would not have done.
And I wanted to let him know. I said, hey, man, turn your lights on. Well, I didn't say that with attitude either. I was like, hey, your lights aren't on, whatever I said. And he has this prick attitude, like, yes, I know, I'm very well aware, thank you. So the big, this is still the text. So the big question I said to Fat Boy is, what would you do if you woke up to go to work? It's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, pouring down rain. It's dark as the night is long. And you don't have lights. Are you going to risk it? Or are you going, because, dude, it's very dangerous. There's been so, I know two people, or know of, I shouldn't say no, but know of two people that one of them had car trouble, pulled over on the side of the road, didn't turn the cautions on. A freaking car just came out of nowhere and very sad. Another one, it was almost a similar situation. A person stopped for another, this is all making it all cloudier. Another person just stopped at night on the shoulder of the road because there was another accident over here.
Okay.
And an 18-wheeler, it didn't kill that person, but it totally changed their life forever.
So what happened to Michael? He got hit by an 18-wheeler and died three times?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I was like, so he was basically, I get the feeling from him with his prick attitude. He's like, he said it like he was somebody, you know, somebody in a movie. He's like, yeah, I know, very well aware, thank you. Like it's Todd and Margo from next door of the Griswolds. Yeah, very aware. Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
Very. He seems so put off by it, but.
Very surprised this interaction even took place, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't roll down the window at a red light. Not with it, and it was pouring down rain too.
So what is this dummy doing?
Well, I mean, it was very dangerous. Oh, Paige is allergic to serious talk. It was very dangerous because you know what?
Dong allergies.
What really? And this is strange too. The reason I noticed it is because I saw a lack of light off the road. If that makes any sense.
Like no reflectors or no lights above?
No.
Yeah.
Like
stupid ass road.
Just like, it was almost like the shadow of my car.
And you wouldn't, you know what I mean? Without the lights, you wouldn't see that car.
I say turn the dome light on or whatever you got to do.
It's the doomy light.
Well, how about call in?
I will not.
And wait till
turn
the
it off.
Sun comes up and don't drive that car.
But
that's common sense.
If you got multiple cars, I guess. If you got a garage, you can pick from.
It's her, remember? Somebody busted out her back window. What'd you do? Did you get it fixed? No, I drove my other car.
Jeez.
What would you do if your house burned down? I'd get live in my other house.
I got two more I can stand.
The other house.
You know what? You know what Nanny would say to that, my grandma? Must be nice.
See, you're out there. You're possibly risking your life driving like that,
right?
And you're gonna risk getting pulled over and paying
that's
a lot of money for
too.
That. That's so.
How many points
sense.
Would that be? A bunch, right?
That's
you don't.
A
they give
good.
You points, right? Like you don't want points. I don't know how that works.
They take points.
Okay, well, they take them off.
I would say.
I don't know how many you have. What's your credit score?
Not only,
oh, Lord.
I would assume evil. That they're intoxicated, or
it's
there's a reason
number.
Why the lights aren't on, because they shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car like that.
333. Yeah.
So if I was a police officer, I'd definitely pull them over if I saw that.
I don't think they're going to pull many people over in the rain, are they?
See, that.
Like, I don't
well,
know.
Especially in the rain, because you're.
Like, I don't want to get out of the rain if I'm a cop.
Not that great in the rain.
Disability?
Visibility. Disability. That's your driving, not mine.
It's disability.
Damn.
Not that great in the rain. Huh. I thought this was what she said.
No. But
like, well, I tried to talk him and accidentally tell him it's his credit score. Did you see that?
For a bleep?
I did that to somebody the other day, not on the credit score, but we were talking about something that's like, well, what is your blah, blah, blah? And they just said it without even thinking. I'm like,
must have been a good one they wanted to flex
yeah,
on.
They're proud of it.
Yeah.
Must be over.
There's a crypto password, too, so I hope they change it.
Must have been a very evil number.
Oh, like.
Never come up with those on your own. If that's my message to you today, especially with crypto. Don't come up with your own. I'm being very serious with that.
It's not easy to do.
It didn't happen to me, but somebody I bought. And also, George Jones' widow, it happened to, man. Did you hear about that?
No.
Her freaking boyfriend went in. I don't think George Jones set up crypto. I don't even know if it was around when he passed, but
I don't think it was.
It was like, I'll look it up. It was like $15 million worth of crypto.
Oh, my God.
George Jones' wife had. Not Tammy Wynette, the other wife. And the guy got the PIN code, and the granddaughter actually, I guess, monitored it from time to time. very, very sad.
That ain't real. It can't be real.
Yeah, it was real. Oh, hell yeah.
Your situation in this case.
I know. I hope this person's being cynical or sarcastic or maybe even funny. It's like, man, you're really all over the road today. Is this somebody behind me in traffic today, or is this just random thoughts just popping out all at once?
Do you know how aggravating it is to hear that from somebody? Hey, you don't have air, your gas lid's open, or you don't have air, your tire's low. Like, I know, buddy. Why are you telling me? Like, I'm not going to know. Okay, even if I didn't happen to see it when I got in the car, I got like a million alerts in here that let me know.
So what if you didn't work here? You worked, I don't even want to say anywhere you ever worked before, because it could be. You worked at
Hooters.
Let's
say Hooters.
No, you worked anywhere. You worked anywhere, but not here. You worked anywhere.
Yep.
And you walk in, you have an office job. You walk in, there's the secretary. It's the old school way. It's still a lady. Yep. It's the 90s, so she was very attractive.
Hell yeah.
And she's like,
she's got to be big. I want a big woman secretary.
She's like, hello, Mr. Ellenberg. As you walk into the thing or whatever, you notice that she has a black eye.
Do you say something to her?
You come the next day, you notice it's still there.
Okay.
Third day, she's got a damn steak laying on it, maybe.
You know what? I would say I appreciate very much that you showed up to work with a black eye. You didn't let whatever's going on at home thwart your work schedule, and I appreciate that.
I don't know
that.
If she had surgery or not.
I don't know if you accidentally got socked by one of your kids, you know,
now,
playing.
What would you say to her?
Maybe somebody got her with the old binoculars trick and only put the black stuff on one side.
She could have fallen down and hurt herself.
You know what?
It happened.
You know okay, so I knew you were going to use that reference, Paige, because Paige fell down a flight of steps one time, and that happened.
I broke
my
glasses, and I had the worst black eye.
There's that bone in the blood vessels there that, that's what it produces. So anytime I see a woman with a black eye, that's my first thought. And I don't know that that's a bad thing, but it's the way I am.
Boundaries, and the key word of the day.
Well, it shows concern. But this guy, though,
the guy driving.
So many people, you should mind your own business. You saying that mean, or are you saying that kind of like in the tone of, because I'll give you my address and we'll fight. No, I mean like.
Are you open to a little criticism?
Me?
Because I will say this.
For sure.
You're the guy who will let somebody know if like a booger or something's hanging out of the nose.
That's
nice. Because I appreciate the same.
Sometimes your tone about it is like very, like you'll laugh about it kind of joking where it's almost embarrassing the person.
Oh.
Like, you got a booger hanging out of your nose.
Hey.
Oh.
And that's what sucks. You don't do this anymore, thank God. But sometimes, years and years ago, you would sneak up on people, mm-hmm. like me or other people, if we would be eating in the kitchen. And then you would, like, zoom in and laugh, like, what are you doing? Like, that's a lot of food. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to eat, dickhead.
I'm hungry.
Is this a viral video?
I'm hungry.
Or you'd be like, God, that's a lot of food. Now, we were all big at this point.
I know.
You don't do it. This is years and years ago.
I've gotten better at it. But also, I was on the forefront of inventing like TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, you're shooting a lot of content.
I was shooting a lot of content, and none of these rascals around here wanted to do audio or video stuff.
That is true.
And then there for a while, I didn't either. And damn, now that I've lost a bunch of weight, I want to do damn videos.
And you don't know what's going to stick, so you got to film it all.
You got to film it all, and then you say, yeah. I stood there and filmed you for 4 minutes eating, but I'm not going to use it.
Well, that's exciting.
So what?
That's exciting.
I'm a different breed.
You'll make me laugh like Skeletor.
I mean, what's that Cher song?
There is a way that we have shamed the boy for so long.
Hang on now. No, I don't want you to spin this into a pity party
it's called the dues that are done. It happens in wrestling and it definitely happens in radio. You get stuck. It happens in real estate. You got to go do the open houses and put all the signs out while the realtor's there bringing the lemonade and iced tea. It's called paying dues, and it happens with
of
that.
Anybody in the room, he's had the worst because he had he had to wear that hairy thong thing that he did.
Poor thing. Remember who the first person to ever do the freaking firecracker bit? Not even in this town. it was freaking
I'll
me.
I'll give you that. But then he had the mouse trap thing that was painful.
You know what the fun thing is? And this isn't a pity party either, but this is why we're better than you, Paige.
Yep.
And I don't know, are we better than you or are you smarter than us? Because we worked here for like 4 years with no money at all.
Never worked like
in the early days.
Never.
Like, literally here. I mean, I got part-time hours, but I stayed like I was full-time.
Not me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a little distracted by, you know, what Paige has got over at her area.
She's been like the sweetest devil today with that.
Like, I'm afraid to put it on Instagram because I might get kicked off.
You might get in trouble.
Instagram is or Facebook is the worst because, again, I tried to tag Fat Boy in I got a community guideline thing because I was body shaming him.
Oh, don't do that.
This was a gift from my friend Nicole.
Don't do that. She's grabbing it with the pinky out. Like, you got enough hand for that sucker.
It broke, see.
Oh, yeah, it did break.
Women have huge wine glasses, too, and they still got to put the pinky out.
And I didn't ask her if this was molded from a particular person. I didn't know where it came from. It was just a gift.
You know it was. It looks very, very real.
Okay, see, this is why you're evil. Because normally I would ask you what you're working on in the Plex. But because that big old dong candle's sitting there.
I know. Like,
this cat, like he's following a laser on the wall, is just sitting there staring at it like he's being subliminally told, come over here and squat on this sucker.
The funny thing about it moves to the right a little bit. Is that normal?
It's got Pyrenees or whatever it is.
No, but...
Pierogies.
Sorry. Pierogies. I can't get
that. Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Ken.
Hi, Ken. My name is Alicia Pertel. And I'm applying for the job as a secretary at your...
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. Yes. Are you here in Fort Myers?
Yeah, I just moved here.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Where are you coming from?
Jacksonville. Have you ever heard of Jacksonville?
Of course, Jacksonville. I know very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Well, do you have experience in radio or...
None at all, but I like to listen to
okay,
it.
That's not important. That's good. That is very good, because you're going to hear a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to have fun?
It may not be quite as much fun as you may imagine. It's a lot of work, but we have a lot of fun here, yeah.
So I don't have a lot of secretarial experience, because Ken, I was going to tech for a while, and I kind of got a better offer working as an exotic dancer. But I can I can type a little.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, mostly what we're looking for is someone who's conscientious and willing to learn, and that's important. So this may work out. Do you want to come in? We can get a look at you, meet you face to face. We could have you in when it's convenient for you. When are you available?
Well, I just quit working at the club, and you know, I was going to take these implants out because I've got really big boobs, and it may be kind of weird, but I'm going to take them out soon. Is that a problem?
Of course not. That whatever you want to do, that's a personal decision. I mean, I wouldn't have anything to do with that. But why don't you come in and we could talk about what the position holds and see if this could work out. You seem to have a nice voice.
You sound cute. Can I call you Kenny?
Well, okay, I guess that's fine. That's the most important thing, is sounding, you know, good on the phone, and you know that we do. You have done some. You have some computer skills, I take it.
Yeah. I have friends that own computers.
Okay. All right. This sounds good. Maybe we can make an appointment with you to come in. Are you available maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm single. Are you married, Ken?
No, I'm not.
Kenny?
I'm not married.
So who's the prettiest girl in the office? Would I be the prettiest girl in the office?
Well, you know what? It sounds like you just might be, yeah.
I'm blushing. Now, I have to tell you, of all the things that I do, and you know what? I get kind of flustered answering the phone. Is that going to be a problem? And I'm not a really good typer, and I really don't know how to alphabetize or anything like that. And
okay.
I just take a little dictation every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, Kitty.
Oh, come on. I tell you, you are going to be in a lot of trouble, Buster.
Buster?
Yeah, because I...
What happened to your wife, dude?
Oh, man, why don't you learn how to read a book, and why don't you get off the sauce? Yeah, good riddance.
We'll talk to you here soon.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean this in my yard before I call the cops.
I don't know, mother dog, hoe.
What the f***? Come clean this dog.
You clean it up, bitch. I don't know, dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I don't know, dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Put you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean this dog.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.